This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Back in April, the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service made the decision to restore grizzly bears to the North Cascades. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the decision goes against the wish of the people who live there.
I don't think it's any secret. I was disappointed in the agency's collective decision to bring bears into North Central Washington. It's clear to me that people don't want them there. I'm not convinced that the area is a suitable habitat for them.
And like many of the folks who live in that region, Newhouse believes the bears will be bears.
My fear is that the bears will, they're big animals and they cover a lot of ground. Their range is something like 500 miles. They're going to go to where the food is, and that's the valleys where the fruit production, the livestock production, those kind of things exist, and that's where the people are.
And Newhouse says his constituents who actually live in that part of the state are not happy.
That was expressed very clearly and plainly by the people of Okanagan County. However, here we are with the plan apparently moving forward.
Listen tomorrow for more on what the decision means and if there's any hope left to stop the restoration of grizzlies in the North Cascades.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.